Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi guys, welcome to Don't Trust What You See. Today we are actually going to be talking about pet peeves. Now, I had many of episodes in the past that I talked about pet peeves, but I wanted to talk about them again today because of the fact that I do like complaining about my pet peeves. So, I mean, I am not complaining about doing another episode on it. So, let's begin by just saying why I did not post a podcast yesterday. I mean, last week. Last week I did not post because of the fact that I just was not feeling it. I didn't want to come on here and sound depressed. I didn't want to come in here and sound, like, bored. And I didn't want to come on here and really sound like I did not want to do it. Which I really did want to do, but I just was not feeling it because of a situation that happened within my family. So, moving right past that, because we're not going to stay in depressing subjects. We're not going to stay on that. So, moving right past that. One of my, like, all-time top pet peeves is literally every single season change when I get allergies. Because I woke up today with a really bad sore throat and a really, really bad runny nose. So if you hear me sneezing away, sounding like that, then that's because of the fact that my runny nose is super bad. And I don't want to have it to the point that it's actually dripping in the back of my throat. And that could happen because it happens all the time for me. So while I'm sleeping, my nose actually drips in the back of my nose and it causes post-nasal drip, which is exactly post-nasal drip. So after your nasal drip, it causes a sore throat, post-nasal drip. So, my doctor explained that to me a couple years ago, and ever since, I just had so bad allergies. Like, my allergies are really, really bad, and I'm not blaming this on any other situation that's happening within the world. I'm not gonna say that this is the flu. I'm not gonna say that this is COVID. I'm not gonna say that this is anything else because this is allergies. I had allergies for the last 5 years, every single time the season changes. So why would I go and say that it is something different now? I don't think anybody in their right mind would ever do that. It just does not make sense. For multiple reasons. Moving right past that, another one of my pet peeves is I know most of you guys watching this are not going to drive, but for the people watching this that do drive, my pet peeve to you is literally, and I think you can relate to this, people that try to act like they're better than everybody else. So there's people on the street, and they act like they're better than everybody else by cutting you off and then going back into the other lane. Like it caused nothing. It did not gain them any time. They just got one car ahead. So, there's no point in doing that. If you're only one car ahead, where are you going? That you just need to be one car ahead. So specific for no reason. It does not make any sense. And some people just have the nerve to just, like, look at you as if you're doing something wrong. So let's just say you're going the speed limit, like you're supposed to, and then they go in front of you as if you're going like 20 miles per hour and it's 60. Like, no. And they're just staring at you. So I just nonchalantly just flick them off and I go on my merry day. Because why are you going to look at me like I'm doing something wrong when you're the clear person that's doing something wrong? Just does not make any sense. Oh yeah, and if I keep doing this over here, my Winston is over here, my doggy. If you did not know already, I do have a dog. He is a black lab. He is super cute. And if you do want to check him out, you can check out Winston James Arujo right on Instagram. You can see all of his nice pictures that I, yours truly, did take. So, let's go on to my next pet peeve, which is my sister. I'm just kidding. Oh my god, it's too early in the morning for this. This is 7 o'clock today. I woke up at 6:30 after going to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning. So, this is called commitment, guys. This is called commitment. I only skip 1 week, and that's 1 week every 2 or 3 months. So, I'm not going to talk poo-poo about my sister. So, let's just find something else to talk about. My other pet peeve is that everything bad happens at once. So, why is it that every single time something happens, it's not like a good thing happens and then a bad thing and then a good thing and then a good thing and like so random. No, it's not random at all. If a bad thing happens, a bad thing happens, and many follow. Like, a couple weeks ago, I broke a mirror, so I do have 7 years bad luck, which, hopefully not. I do have 7 years bad luck, and as soon as I broke the mirror, I have this Beretta that filters water, and I put that on the counter, but I did not put that on the counter. Excuse me. I did not put that on the counter the whole way. And I put it half on the counter, half sticking off. And then the Beretta water filter fell right on the ground. Broke in a million pieces. Not only that, but I did have it full with water. So now water went everywhere. That's great. As soon as that happened, I had to get Winston so he didn't step in anything. Because God forbid. Nope, I'm not letting that happen. And then I went, cleaned it up, obviously. And I said, okay, let me get another one. I go into the store and they're sold out. So, that's nice. And then, as soon as that happens, the house that I live in actually had a leak. So, they had to open up the walls, which my dad had to open up the walls and stuff like that. And then get the plumber out here. It was a whole situation. Just because I broke a mirror. It could be some coincidental timing, but I don't think it was. Because of the fact that every single person on this earth literally says, if you break a mirror, then you have bad luck. If you break a mirror, you have bad luck. So it's like, why am I going to sit here and say, no, I'm not going to have bad luck now because of the fact that, oh no, that's just a superstition, like going under a ladder. I still don't go under ladders because how are you going to tell me that I don't have bad luck when many of things happened that caused me bad luck? So I don't believe it from anybody. If they say it's a superstition, I don't care. I have bad luck. And not only that, but I do have this app. It's called Fulladin. Everyone should download it, not sponsored. And it actually goes, and it is like a fortune teller. So some religions, you just have to look and be careful for this. Some religions consider fortune telling a sin, which I am Greek Orthodox, and I just recently found out that fortune telling is a sin. So I really don't know why that is. You're just seeing your future, but they act like it's like magic and, wizard work, and they don't like that at all. Which, okay, yeah, I can see it from your point of view, but see it from my point of view. It's cool. So, that's a very good reason, and that's it. So, the app itself actually scans you, and it knows exactly what your future is, it knows exactly what your present is in your past. So it tells you all of this, and it's so cool seeing it. And you don't even need to put in any information. All you need is to just put in your email and your password, and you're into the account. Maybe your birthday, too, so it knows your zodiac sign. So it's just, like, so simple, just like CoStar. CoStar is also another zodiac sign tracker that you can download. And it's super cool because it breaks down every aspect of your whole chart. and an easy-to-read little main screen. This is non-sponsored, too. And then it goes and it tells you what you're compatible with your friends. So you can connect your friends on there. And I just find that really cool. Okay, so another... That's not really a pet peeve of mine, but... another pet peeve of me is that I can't see at all. Like, it does not matter if I have glasses on. It does not matter if I have anything on. I can't see distance at all. So it's the fact that... And it's not even like I can't see it. It's like I prefer to just be in front of a screen or instead of actually being a couple feet away from the screen. Like, I have a TV, and it's good. It's a nice TV. And I'm sitting on my bed, which is about 10 feet away from the TV. And I would prefer not to watch things here. I would prefer to watch things on my iPad. So I'm kind of sort of thinking, but not thinking, but like maybe... Maybe never. Of just getting rid of the TV and putting a projector screen there and then seeing what I can do. So I really don't know how this is going to work. I'm thinking about just getting a nice quality projector and then calling it a day. But then at the same time, do I want to sit here? I don't even know. See, like, for me, I would rather invest my money rather than putting it into, like, a projector. Because I can get, like, a decent, like, a really, really, like, low-key movie theater projector, which is nice quality and everything, right now. But I'm not going to do that because sometimes it's an impulse buy, which I cannot resist. It's an impulse buy. So, I am ran off of impulse buying at Target, in particular. Like, if I don't have a list, I'm like, I kind of need this. I kind of sort of need this. I need this, I need that, I need this, and I need that. But I'm trying to get more vegan stuff now. Like, I do feel bad for the animals, but it's still a fact that I have accepted, okay? And I'm not going, like, full this way or that way. I don't care about anybody. I don't know. That came out wrong. I do care about people. I don't care about the sides. Like, I have my opinion and that's it, but I'm not going to say what side I'm on. Okay. The fact is that you cannot survive not having meat. I specifically cannot survive not having meat. I have iron deficiency, which is I'm anemic. So if I do not have iron inside of my body from meat in particular, which is what my doctor said, then I could literally faint on the ground. So I need to make sure that I'm having over a certain amount of iron because of the fact that my body does not produce iron at all. So it's terrible because sometimes I just feel tired. I'm like, ugh. And then as soon as I have meat, I'm like, okay, I'm good. But then sometimes I just can't prepare the meat. Like, I can't it's like steak too. So sometimes I don't have time to be making a whole entire steak just because, oh, I need it for my iron deficiency. But it's like, do I want a faint or do I want a steak? Like, I do like steak, so I'm not really complaining when it comes down to that. Okay, so the next thing that I want to talk about is shaving. So this is not sponsored, by the way. This is not sponsored. So I use a particular brand. I'm not giving them any shoutouts. I use a particular brand. If you want to know what brand and you are a brand, a shaving brand, reach out to me in my email. Email at DemetriusHerujo.com. Okay, so, sponsored. Like, please, anybody sponsor me. Okay, so, start off. Okay, so this is what I do. This is my whole shaving care routine. So I shave my face every day, and I shave my body once a week. So I just shaved my body a couple days ago, and I don't know why my hairs are sticking up right now. I think I'm kind of cold, so my hairs are sticking up. I don't even know. Hopefully, oh my god, this is kind of uncomfortable. I don't get it. My hairs are just sticking up for no reason. I was shaving my body, and I missed a couple spots, so I kind of have to redo them after I'm done with this podcast. And I think I just have to run a couple errands. I think what I'm gonna do is get ready, make breakfast, run over to Marisol's Cafe, which is a cafe in New England, which I am obsessed with, okay? If you're in New England, look up Marisol's Cafe, check it out, okay? This is what I'm gonna do. As soon as I'm done with this, well, okay, we're getting off the topic. We're getting off topic right now. Okay, I just noticed. I need a co-host. I need like a host, a guest on this podcast. I'm trying to convince my friend, but he's too shy to actually come on. Like, come on, man, come on, okay, get on the podcast. Like, that's what I'm trying to tell him, and he's not even doing it. I'll convince him. I'll convince my friend to hop on the podcast because this is kind of like, I love talking. Okay. I think everybody knows that. I have a weekly podcast, okay? I love talking. But it's the fact that I would like to have a conversation with somebody on here. Like I did with my sister. I had a conversation with my sister on here. But I think I would only bring maybe that one person and maybe another person on this podcast if they ever wanted to come. I would only bring those two people. Because I don't want to bring on somebody that I really don't know. Because it's not going to be as interesting. It's really not. So I'll keep you guys posted when it comes down to that. Because of the fact that I do want to do it. So I'll keep you guys posted on the potential of a guest on this podcast. I would like to have somebody that's really talkative. And me and my friend, we could talk for hours. We can talk for hours. Trust me. We can talk. So, I'm trying to convince him. If you want to try to convince him too, I can rally up. I have a it didn't work last time. I would just say just email Demetri email at demetriusarujo.com and send me an email about saying that you want a guest on this podcast, and I'll show him all the responses that we get. So, I think that's going to be it today because I'm going to take a shower. I still need to shave a little bit, and then I need to run a couple errands before I go on to work. So today is Monday, Christopher Columbus Day. So happy Christopher Columbus or Indigenous People Day. It's whatever you celebrate. Okay, I'm not gonna say if one is right, one is the other, because let's be honest here, it doesn't matter our opinion. Okay, it happened. Okay, and that's what it is. So I think that it's going to be it for this podcast. Thank you all for watching, and I hope that you have a great rest of your day. If you have any ideas of what I should wear for Halloween, please let me know. Email at demetriusarujo.com. Thank you all, and I hope that you have a great rest of your day.